rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.
God, there I am. G'day.
Sorry, mate. I was making it dramatic. I was falling us into this George Martin Beatles stuff. What's going on, mate? What's going on in Film Town? Not Tinseltown. Not to be confused with Tinseltown.
No, about this is
the internet, I'm guessing. What's going on?
Tinseltown. That's,
is that a thing anymore?
I guess it is. It seems a bit like season's greetings, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Film Town to me, I picture that, and it seems grubby, and there's metal reels.
And Tinsel is just not helpful for anything. So
no,
that
no.
kind of sums it up.
No, Tinsel's about as helpful as that one. Is that when you're actually watching a movie that's actually on film, when you're watching that one hair just like wriggle away like a little worm,
yep,
striving to get to its destination, but just actually just sitting in the corner of the frame.
How relatable.
It is, eh? I just realised how existential worm hair I feel.
Fuck. Take us back to the movies, Steve.
Okay, back to the movies. There's a ton of stuff in cinemas opening this week.
Why?
Some of which I have seen and some of which I haven't. Let's talk about all of it.
Just quickly on the science of release, how does that all work?
It's a great question, Cam.
Okay.
It's a great question. So the movie business is a weird one.
Mm.
Every release in like a mainstream cinema, like an event cinemas or whatever, that'll be negotiated on a release by release basis, like what the ticket split is, how long the ticket split changes week to week as well. So typically, the longer a film stays in cinemas, the more money each week the cinema gets from the ticket. It's an incentive to keep. So, like It Chapter 2, right? Once that's been out for, like, say, 10 weeks, the distributor wants to kind of, like, slide every possible poker chip they can off the table for that film. But the incentive to keep it on, and, you know, maybe only a couple of dozen people are watching it, but it's all little dribs and drabs adding up.
I find myself in the theatres alone a lot.
Yeah, well, what kind of movies are you watching, man?
Stallone ones.
The Stallone ones, because there's a new Stallone movie this week.
That's what I said.
As it happens.
Perfect.
But yeah, it's a funny business. So there's that kind of economic side to it. And then in terms of release windows, like there's just, the release calendar is just so cluttered. And there's certain films that I think people try to avoid or maybe counter-program against. So, you know, if you put a Marvel movie into a multiplex, maybe it's not so bad to put an oldies movie in that same release week. But, you know, if anyone claimed they knew what they're doing in the movie business, they'd be liars or they'd be obscenely wealthy. And I think there are plenty of liars in the movie business, but there aren't that many obscenely wealthy people.
Okay.
Seems like it's more misses than hits in terms of the financial side of the business.
Right on. I was kind of like, when do movies come out normally? On a Thursday?
Yeah, on a Thursday.
Okay. Sorry.
Hey, and that's, I think, as I understand it, Thursday's tomorrow.
Yo, what's going down?
And with that comes the news, Sylvester Stallone's final outing as John Rambo.
Is he in good nick? He's in pretty good nick
for an
old dude.
73?
Yeah.
And I think, like, I haven't seen the film, I've only seen the trailer, but he looks like a pretty strapping 73. All that human growth hormones probably helps.
Punches like a 48-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, you don't look a day over 68. That's out tomorrow. Aaron Yap, host of Psychic Glands, reviewed it for Flicks and said not as good as the plainly titled Rambo from 2008, but that's such a superbly grimy, over-the-top action film, it's kind of hard to
beat. A lot of pink mist in that one.
A lot of pink mist and body parts.
Yo.
Good times. But this one still is brutal as shit. So,
And it's on this time, it's personal kind of thing.
This time,
it's
yeah.
On
he's,
home turf.
He's moved home.
Does someone nick his dog or anything wiki?
No, but there's kind of like a sort of quasi daughter relationship.
Perfect.
Some Mexican cartels, very boring staple elements that you want to get out of the way so we can start messing dudes up.
Can you understand what he's saying?
So that's imaginatively titled Last Blood.
Is it
Last Blood?
Is it though? As well, no, like.
For a while, that movie was actually the final outing of Rambo was going to be Rambo hunts an alien / genetic mutation in the Arctic Circle. Which,
we need
to be honest,
best.
I kind of want to see that.
Yeah, why not?
But anyway, Mexican cartels, whatever. Also opening tomorrow, this played on the closing night of the New Zealand International Film Festival. It sold out, so a ton of you won't have seen it. And that is Ari Aster's folk horror Midsommar, which is freaking great. He was the director of Hereditary from a couple of years back.
Are you saying Summer, S-O-M-A?
S-O-M-M-A-R.
Ah, right.
Yeah, it's a real like nice, buzzy, trippy pagan soundtrack to that, which I highly recommend checking out. Might be some good atmos.
Yo.
But let's stick with what's going on in the background now.
It's great.
Like, let's not rock the boat.
It's great.
Midsommar, unlike Hereditary, Hereditary was quite a kind of, it was quite literally gloomy. It was quite a visually dark film. Dealt a lot with family grief. It was all sort of inside.
Are you talking about Hereditary?
I'm talking about Hereditary.
Ruled.
Yeah, no, oh, totally. Man. You got no disagreement here. But Midsommar's kind of the opposite from a viewing perspective. It's kind of almost all of it's outside in the beautiful Swedish countryside and sunshine. It's so far north, the day's really long, there's lots of flowers, it's really beautiful, but there's also these bizarre kind of pagan things that will fuck you up watching. And
sick.
It's good.
Sounds tasty. What was the name of that one?
Midsommar.
Midsommar.
Should check it out. That one will not be in cinemas for long.
Down.
And as I understand it, I think it's only playing at the Academy and Rialto Newmarket. It's kind of a blink and you'll miss it. I urge you to see it on the big screen because it's bloody beautiful.
Gotcha.
And one last thing that opens tomorrow worth mentioning, I want to go see it after this, so I don't know anything else about it, is Brad Pitt starring in a massive budget sci-fi called Ad Astra.
I love sci-fi, which, so I'm excited about this.
Yeah, the trailer for that looks real cool, so check
Tommy
it out.
Tommy Lee's in it as well.
Oh, Tommy Lee Jones, or Donald Sutherland's
still
there.
Kicking around.
Donald Sutherland not looking as muscular as Sylvester Stallone. Probably again, it's probably not the same amount of human growth hormone. But anyway, all that stuff's happening. Also, though, at the Hollywood Avondale tomorrow night is Lost Highway. And shit, I like that movie. That's a real goodie. When that first played in Auckland, I remember being completely kind of freaked out and not really knowing what to do with myself afterwards.
What year is this, like 80 something?
No, Lost Highway is like maybe the late 90s, maybe like 96, 97, something
like
that.
I've seen this.
And I rocked on up to, there was some kind of after function at what was then Calibre, but is now Whammy Bar.
Yep.
Some sort of like Lost Highway drinks afterwards, but I was quite feeling, the movie really stuck with me. It made me feel quite claustro and a bit anxious. And I left, saving myself the problem of actually running into Marilyn Manson, who was playing at the Power Station that night.
Holy
who
crap.
Is in Lost Highway.
Oh,
and I
wow.
think if I'd run into him at that bar, which he arrived at shortly after I left, it probably would have caved my brains in.
Kicked in some kind of role play.
And today would be not a good Steve.
What do you reckon Marilyn Manson's doing right now? Just like signing a check? Something weird.
Maybe he's gone back to his phase of dressing like
just
Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down every day.
He's getting some regular milk.
She got into for a while.
Oh, far out. Speaking of Eastbound and Down, that old mate's new one.
Righteous Gemstones, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I love anything he does.
What's
his name?
Danny McBride.
God damn it,
is this a hot tip?
Oh, have you seen it?
Not yet.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Awesome.
It's awesome, man. He's so good.
Awesome.
Yeah, and the other, you know, I'm so bad at names of actors, but the other dude that's in the Eastbound and Down is in, Vice Principals.
Oh, Walton
well.
Goggins, right?
Yeah, fantastic.
And John Goodman to kind of round out like a bunch of good
dudes. Yeah, he's great as well, man.
There is too much to watch at home at the moment, so, you know, don't let it stress you out. Get out of the house, get some fresh air.
Yes.
And a movie theatre like the Hollywood Avondale. Might see you guys at Lost Highway. Shit, that's fucked a good movie.
Thank you so much, Steve. Always a pleasure, mate.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM, thanks to the Hollywood Avondale.